Test 82, section 1, question 23. This one we're looking for an assumption. It says, a scientific study provides evidence that crows are capable of recognizing threatening people and can even pass their concerns on to crows. So crows recognize threats and pass it on. Researchers wearing rubber caveman masks trapped wild crows and then released them in the same areas. Years later, people wearing the same masks near where the crows had been trapped were shrieked and dive-bombed by crows. So this is kind of a big assumption. One, that they're able to pass it on, and B, that they're capable of recognizing threatening people. I think the passing it on is the biggest thing, because you have to assume that that years later is a different set of crows. So some of the crows that shrieked and dive bomb were not among the crows that had been trapped. Yeah, we have to assume that. Because if that's true, if that's false, and none of them were different, meaning they were all the same crows, then it eliminates the idea that they can even pass on their concerns to other crows. So A is going to be our right answer. I would take it and put a dash by it in this case. But crows that perceive an individual always respond. We don't have to assume they always do that. Just in this case, most birds of any species, don't have to assume anything about that. Even in places where crows have never been captured, most crows, we don't have to assume that's true of in other places. Crows can distinguish between people who are wearing masks and those who are not, but cannot recognize individual faces. No, I don't know that they have to assume that they cannot recognize individual faces. And so, therefore, answer choice A is in fact the correct one.